Luke was already in motion. He quickly realized the risk of getting trapped and knew that the longer he stayed in the church, the greater the chance of that happening. He raced toward the rear of the building and aimed to flee out the back. He didn't know what awaited behind the place of worship, his vague recollection of what he'd seen from the livery barn doorway being that it was open ground. But even if that was the case, it would at least still give him the chance to put up a running fight. Past the pulpit area, Luke reached a small office-like room that had an exit door. He shouldered open the door and plunged outside.
Keep an eye on that door!
He could hear the men as they swarmed closer to the front of the church, demonstrating caution that he was in there, ready to open fire on them. The slower and more cautious, the better for Luke. The main thing that mattered right now was that there was no one inside to witness his exit out the back. Unfortunately, the other thing that wasn't inside was any sign of something Luke could use for cover, and he knew it wouldn't be long before somebody spotted him. Luke weighed the choices he had for his next move. Straight out from the back of the church, stretching for a dozen or so yards, was a patch of high grass that dropped off into a steep-walled ravine. To the right, just back from the rim of the ravine, was a cemetery. Beyond the end of the cemetery and down another long, shallow incline 100 yards away were the backs of the buildings that lined the town's main street. If he could make it in among those buildings, he'd have a chance to play cat and mouse with the men trying to close in on him, long enough to, hopefully, find a way to make it all the way clear. Shoving away from the church, Luke broke for the cemetery as hard as he could run. He raced through the tall grass and made it amongst the tombstones before he was spotted.
He's in the cemetery!
Bullets whacked against the slats of the cemetery fence and whined off some of the stone markers. One of them chipped a marble corner, and broken bits of lead and stone sprayed like shrapnel, slicing and stinging the side of Luke's face as he ran.
Watch where you're shooting, damn it!
There it was again, the order to keep him alive. First time Luke had heard it, he thought his ears were playing tricks on him. What sense did it make for a pack of gun wolves to come after him if they weren't out to kill him? For that matter, who were they? And why were they after him at all? All Luke knew for sure was that calling a halt to discuss the finer details of what this was all about wasn't something he was ready to do. Just because they weren't fixing to kill him right away didn't mean they weren't prepared to get around to it later on.